Well, it's been on my mind for quite a long time, and I think we've all realised and seen the amount of closures that's been happening throughout the county and indeed down the west coast of Ireland. We've noticed that there's a lot more pubs closing, a lot of restaurants closing. We see it here nearly every week that there's somewhere else closing down. And the fact that, you know, that local shops are all closing as well, or they're nearly at the end of their tether because of the larger retail on the outer skirts of town, which is obviously creating a decline in the town centres and in the main streets in the towns and villages that we live in. So, as I say, it's gone on. We know it's gone on for a long while, but at this stage, I just think that we need to call some action for it. And by doing that, I'm looking for the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment and the Department of Rural Affairs to take us seriously and to consider doing a pilot scheme for County Donegal, see what we can do to address these issues of closures and of just failures on our streets and in our communities.
And in suggesting the pilot support scheme, what sort of support did you have in mind when drafting that suggestion?
So I was hoping that we could, you know, return to that shop local campaign, you know, like use it or lose it, and then to support the local Indigenous businesses that are in our villages and towns. I was hoping that we could do this sort of supply an accountable manager, an HMD in Donegal, that would coordinate ideas around, say, places for lease, marketing, you know, looking at marketing and events and creating a strategy and communicating it to the community. Looking at maybe the potential of establishing a micro grant system for startups, you know, small, fast access grants for shop fit outs and signage, etc. The launch of, say, a vacancy activation programme to offer temporary rent subsidies or tax breaks to landlords who would fill empty spaces with pop-ups, you know, like artisan or seasonal retail. And then the big one that I think would really work well is to implement a cluster strategy, like a group complementary businesses together and pool those resources together, like their marketing, their bookkeeping, their staffing, insurance, maybe all under the one roof, you know, a rental for one, what can be a shared space for many. And I gave a couple of examples of that around County Donegal that I'm aware of. So I think there's a lot that we can do if we put our heads together and help. But we need buy-in from the council, obviously, and from the community to say what it is that we need to do. Because unfortunately, you know, we're going to see these trends continuing. We're going to lose our tourism appeal. We're going to lower property values. There will be less investment in businesses, and there'll be a declining community pride, as well as declining populations, whereby our young people who are abroad and they want to come home, there's really nothing for them to come home to, you know, as in regard to a retail experience. We have a huge issue, it's worldwide, it's not just here, but the fact that people are buying so much stuff online, and we see increases in the likes of charity shops and increases in the likes of vape shops and bookies and things like that. But the genuine retail, the really nice shops and places that people can go to, either as a local or as a visitor or a tourist, you know, they're in decline, and we need to stop that decline.